Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gatoleno. Special Secretary, Department of Expenditure, Ministry of Finance, Dr. Sajjan Singh Yadav arrived in Naglim yesterday on a two-day official visit to inspect projects implemented under the Special Assistance to States for Capital Investment, SASCI, scheme. On his arrival at Dimapur Airport, Dr. Yadav was received by Additional Secretary, Finance and IDAN, Vineet Kumar, along with other officials. He inspected projects at the police complex in Tsumukedima, including the officers' mess and football stadium constructed under various phases of SASCI scheme. He also visited the Unity Mall project and the Tsumukedima police station, where he reviewed the barracks and Type 3 quarters constructed under SASCI 2023-24. During the inspection, Dr. Yadav was accompanied by Finance Commissioner and Commissioner and Secretary to the Chief Minister Naglim, Kesona Hyome, along with other senior officials. He interacted with the officials at the project sites and reviewed the status of ongoing works. The visit aims to assess the implementation of projects and review the utilization of funds under centrally supported schemes in the state. The National Health Authority under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has introduced modifications in hemodialysis packages under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The changes include limiting dialysis cycles per pre-authorization to 6, mandating 2 bio-authentications at entry and exit for each cycle, and capping the maximum duration between entry and exit at 4 hours. The measures aim to bring uniformity across state and curb misuse or malpractices. While supporting these objectives, the Naglim Health Protection Society has expressed concern over possible operational challenges for hospitals and inconvenience to patients. The Society has requested the National Health Authority to review the modifications to ensure a balance between accountability and patient convenience. A response from the authority is awaited. Meanwhile, it has been clarified that insurance companies cannot introduce any systemic or policy changes in this matter. The Department of Art and Culture, Government of Naglim, has launched a statewide manuscript survey under the Gyan Bharatam Mission, a national initiative of the Ministry of Culture. The mission aims to identify and document manuscripts and historically significant records to create a comprehensive national database and preserve India's documentary heritage. We have a report.
In Naglim, documentary heritage holds a unique character as much of the state's historical knowledge has traditionally been preserved outside formal archival systems. Such materials are often found in church archives, missionary records, village institutions, early translation, customary records, and private family collections. The ongoing survey will systematically identify and document these materials through a national digital platform. The department therefore appealed the institution, organization, and individual to cooperate by sharing informations on any manuscripts or old records in their possessions. The exercise is limited to documentations and recording of information and does not involve the removal or transfer of materials from their custodians. Further, the department emphasized that public participation is crucial for the successful implementation of the mission and for safeguarding Naglim's rich documentary heritage. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Equestrian athlete Kekrisili Rio from Naglim, riding Presley OL, won the Grand Prix at Harris de Liverdy in France in a show jumping competition. Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India, Abu Mehta, described it as a remarkable achievement in international show jumping. Sharing a visual of the ride, he said, it is a powerful reminder that with the right opportunities, the youth can scale the very highest levels. Mr. Mehta congratulated him and urged him to keep jumping higher and continue making the state proud. And India Meteorological Department has forecast fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, and lightning is expected in the northeastern region, including Naglim, over the next 5 days. Gusty winds with speeds reaching 30 to 50 kilometers per hour are likely during this period. The weather office has also forecast thunder squall activity today in Naglim, with wind speeds reaching 50 to 60 kilometers per hour and gusting up to 70 kilometers per hour. Isolated heavy rainfall is likely across Naglim till 1st of May. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.